Hachette Audio presents Sex Education, A Guide to Life, written by Jordan Paramore, read by Anaka Okoye.
This book has been checked by experts, sex therapists, and inclusion sensitivity readers, including psychiatrist and author Dr. Max Pemberton, certified sex educator and doctor of education Dr. Nadine Thornhill, and mental health practitioner, educator, and SRE facilitator, Charlie Hart. Sex Education, A Guide to Life. The no-nonsense sex education you always wanted. Foreword, written by Laurie Nunn, creator of Sex Education. Secondary school was a pretty uncomfortable experience for me. At 16 years old, I was painfully awkward, had thick braces on my teeth, wore glasses, and suffered from chronic bacne, acne of the back. Along with an obsession with musical theatre and writing Lord of the Rings fan fiction, I felt like I was doomed to never fit in. Like many a nerdy teen before me, I turned to YA films and TV shows as a way to escape my reality. I lived vicariously through the characters of Dawson's Creek, The OC, and 10 Things I Hate About You. Watching them making friends, falling in love, and having sex made me feel less alone. In these teenage universes, the bullies always got their comeuppance, the geeks always succeeded, and the invisible girls always got the boy of their dreams. As someone who was never invited to the dance or picked for the sports team and still hadn't been kissed, these stories made me feel seen. I've carried this love of the teen genre into my adult life. If I'm ever feeling low, I'll put on a 90s teen rom-com and instantly feel better. So when I started writing for TV, I knew it was a teenage world I wanted to inhabit. And Sex Education was the perfect vehicle to let my inner 16-year-old invisible girl fly. I wanted to create a show that felt warm and uplifting, where characters were kind to each other and vulnerability was considered brave. I also wanted the series to be a call for better communication and an antidote to the inadequate information most of us were taught about sex and relationships at school. My memories of sex and relationships education at secondary school mostly center around fear and shame. The main message I was given was that sex was a terrifying act that would either leave me pregnant or with an itchy, STI-ridden vagina, or both. I was given zero information about my body, sexuality, desire, or agency as a young woman, and even less about the wants and needs of people with identities different to my own. Sadly, this dire sex and relationships education is a common experience for many people and is something that can leave emotional scars, which is why it has been heartwarming to see the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?